You're listening to Crown Point High School Bulldogs Halftime Show on USA-365.com. All right, Dave Woodworth here at halftime at Ames Field in Michigan City, where the Crown Point Bulldogs hold a 21-7 lead, and by all accounts, that would be considered an upset, as Michigan City, of course, came into the game with a 6-2 record, Crown Point just 3-5. But it's some great festive sounds here with the Michigan City band playing in the background as we bring up the exterior microphone. Doing a good job here at the halftime show at Ames Field. All right, let's go ahead and take a couple of minutes to recap the first half scoring. Crown Point got on the board, of course, very early as the opening kickoff was returned by Zach Stewart, 98 yards. I think that's got to be the longest touchdown kickoff return this season, certainly, for Zach Stewart and Crown Point. Ben Frederick converts the point after touchdown for the kick, and it's 7-0 with just 14 seconds into the game. Michigan City would come back several possessions later, and it was McCullough converting on a four-yard pass to, I didn't write his name down, Noah Jones from 4 yards out. That tied it up with a minute 58 to go in the first quarter. But the scoring would not be over. Crown Point, on the very next possession, marched 73 yards in four plays. The big play, a 61-yard touchdown pass from Grayson Link to Shane McCormick to put the Bulldogs up 14-7 with about a minute and seven remaining in the first quarter of play. That's how the first quarter would end. Then Crown Point, on their first possession of the second quarter, put together a seven-play, 54-yard drive covering 4 minutes and 15 seconds. And this was Link taking it in from 3 yards out for his first rushing touchdown of the year for the senior quarterback of Crown Point. And the extra point was good. Crown Point taking a 21-7 lead with 6:07 to go. And indeed, that's where we are here at halftime. Michigan City put on a little bit of a spurt there in the final minute or so, putting the their two-minute offense into play and did a pretty decent job of it. Moved the ball a little bit up towards midfield. Time running out as Marquise Hurt took a short pass and was trying to make something out of a short gain before he was tackled on the play by Bailey Miles there at about the Crown Point 45-yard line. So that's where we are, as we are at halftime right now, about 3:18 to go. And let me see if I can open up the microphone here for Frank Sprankle, as he's been tracking with some of the other scores from elsewhere around the region.
Well, so is Mike Uditch. I want to thank Mike Uditch for helping pass along these scores during the duration of the first half. Let's give you the scores, and we do have scores throughout the DAC in the second quarter. The Valparaiso Vikings blanking the Lake Central Indians 10-0. We do not know where that game stands, except that it is in the second quarter of play. At halftime, the Maryville Pirates cruising over the Chesterton Trojans 20-0 on the road at Chesterton High School. Boy, the Trojans have definitely had their struggles over these last 3 weeks. The Portage Indians with a 21-10 lead at the half over the LaPorte Slicers. Those are the only games in the DAC outside of what is happening here between the Wolves and the Bulldogs. The Northwest Crossroads Conference at the half. Lowell leading Andrean 21-7. Munster with a 28-0 lead over Kankakee Valley also at the half. And the Holbert Brickies at home leading the Highland Trojans 38-7. That game also at the half. Wiggers Offshore Conference, North Newton blinking Hanover Central at the moment. 7-0, both teams at the half there. And one more score to report at the half. This is an independent school with local interest. South Newton in Moments tonight. Moments, Illinois, that is, leading 35, or Moments leading 35-0 over South Newton. That game at the half, Dave.
All right, there you have it. At halftime, Crown Point, of course, leading Michigan City 21-7. About a minute and a half or so left in the halftime. Let's take one more timeout. And I guess we don't have time for the commissioner's corner. Maybe we can catch that in our post-game show. Let's listen to this from the Feeling of Jazz on USA-365.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Satterly.
And I'm Kent Lundquist. Together we host 2 hours of some of the best mainstream jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. on 89.1 FM, The Lake Shore.
We're the hosts of The Feeling of Jazz and are a proud sponsor of Crown Point High School football on Internet Radio, IndianaSports.com.
We've got an eSports connection with Dade Woodworth, who engineers our weekly jazz show.
So we invite football fans to join us each Sunday night at 8 for The Feeling of Jazz on 89.1 FM, The Lake Shore, and online at lakeshorepublicmedia.org.
Step back in time to see the spot where Rudolph Valentino, Joe DiMaggio, and Red Grange obtained their marriage licenses. The Lake County Museum features over 10,000 artifacts within a space of 6,000 square feet. Stop by and see it for yourself. The Lake County Museum is located on the second floor of the old courthouse building in downtown Crown Point, open Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays from 1 to 4 p.m. through October 29th. Donations are $1 per adult and 50 cents per child. And remember to like them on Facebook. Legal issues can come in many different situations in today's world. Are you considering buying or selling real estate? Are you and your family experiencing financial difficulties? You have questions about how to implement the right plan for the transfer of your property after death? If so, you should consider consulting with an attorney. Attorney Adam Decker has provided legal advice for more than 20 years to the residents of Northwestern Indiana on these and other matters. Call him to discuss your specific legal issue at 219-663-7400. Or visit AdamDeckerLaw.com to find out more about Adam Decker and his areas of practice. The high school football season is already underway, and we invite you to follow all the coverage from sports writer Mark Smith and the team at www.usa-365.com, your internet home for Crown Point High School and Northwest Indiana sports coverage. You can also check for the latest audio archives and podcasts at www.usa-365.com. We're a service of Meyer Multimedia Services of Crown Point, Indiana.